Easy had jumped into Normandy on June 6th with 139 officers and men. Easy was pulled out of line on June 29th with 74 officers and men present for duty. The 506th had taken the heaviest casualties of any regiment in the campaign, a total of 983, or about 50%. The Easy men killed in action were Lieutenants Thomas Meehan and Robert Matthews, Sergeants William Evans, Elmer Murray, Murray Robert, Richard Owen, and Carl Riggs, Corporals Jerry Wenzel, Ralph Weimer, and Herman Collins, Privates Sergio Moya, John Miller, Gerald Snyder, William McGonigal, Ernest Oates, Elmer Telstad, George Elliott, and Thomas Warren. For the 101st, Carentin was the last action of the Normandy campaign. The division was gradually pulled back to a field camp north of Utah Beach, complete with radio, telephone, bulletin board, policing the area, keeping weapons clean, parade ground formations, and a training schedule. To compensate, there were hot showers and nearly unlimited opportunities for scrounging. Private Alton Moore was the master scrounger in Easy Company. He found a way to get into the main supply depot near Utah. On his first foray, he returned carrying two cardboard boxes, one of fruit cocktail and the other of pineapple. "It tasted like the best thing you ever ate in your life," Harry Welsh remembered, "and I was never so sick in my life. We weren't used to that food." Thereafter, Moore brought in a more varied diet from his daily expeditions. General Taylor stopped by to congratulate the company on its lonely stand on the far right flank at Carentin. The men wanted to know what about his "give me 3 days and nights of hard fighting and I'll have you out of here" pre-D-Day promise. General Omar Bradley appeared for an award ceremony. Standing on a little platform in the field, he read out the citations for the Distinguished Service Cross for 11 men, including General Taylor, Chaplain Maloney, and Lieutenant Winters. "That was a proud moment," Winters said. He recalled that after the ceremony, Bradley had the troops break formation and gather round him. "Are there any reporters here, any correspondents?" he asked. "If there are, I don't want this recorded." "What I want to say," he went on, "is that things are going very well, and there is a possibility at this point, as I see it, that we could be in Berlin by Christmas."